Hello, what is it now?
Hey, I just got home and there was a sink full of dirty dishes. Eric, I need you to participate more in the upkeep of our home.
Dirty dishes. I am at work right now. You are always complaining. Monica, get your fat and lazy butt in the kitchen and do some work. And join a gym, too.
Eric, you are arrogant and hateful, fat and lazy. How about you find another wife?
Welcome to Devotionals Concerning Marriage, the podcast where we pair the Bible to all things pertaining to marriage. Written by Alton Spooner. Thanks for joining me. Do you suffer from frequent arguing and unresolved conflict in your marriage? The type of conflict and arguing that is toxic, harbors negative criticism, and is emotionally exhausting. Well, if the skit that you just heard at the opening of this episode sounds like your relationship, then today I have for you three Bible verses for a marriage that is chronically in conflict and arguing with no resolutions. My first two Bible verses for the couple that is always in constant conflict, often with no resolution in sight, is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 through 5. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. That Bible passage is one you should maintain in the forefront of your mind when you are involved in circumstances with your spouse that may lead to conflict. Meditate on it, because many times the circumstances that lead to conflict are rooted in pride and boasting. Boasting and being proud about what you have done in the marriage that is better than your spouse. In other words, you are in a competition. You are competing. When you should not be. You are a team, not a sporting contest. And what the Apostle Paul is explaining to the believers at Corinth who were competing with each other in an effort to see which member had the greater gifts. Paul wanted the members to know that their love for one another is supreme, most important. Demonstrating their love for one another was more important than their spiritual gifts and hard work. That the same for a couple, demonstrating your love for one another is more important than what you have achieved in the marriage. My third and last Bible verse is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. This Bible verse should be kept on the forefront of your mind for many reasons. My first reason is that kindness is a fruit of the Spirit. Being kind, especially to your spouse, is evidence of the Holy Spirit working in the life of the believer. Secondly, forgiveness in marriage will protect couples from harboring resentment. And, in the same fashion, it is God's forgiveness through Christ's work on the cross that released us from the wrath of God. Furthermore, forgiveness in marriage should not be measured out in a cheap and limited manner to someone that you have professed your love for, especially someone you have promised to love for a lifetime. Plus, do not be limited with your forgiveness as a spouse that is a believer in Christ, because our God is not cheap and limited with his forgiveness. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians that our God is rich in mercy. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 to 5. Well, that's it for this episode. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please follow and share with a friend.